Starting. Okay. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is week two of our group calls. And I'm really excited for this week because I feel like this is the fun part because I think if you were attending this morning's Zoom call with Gretchen, I talked a little bit about how after I created everything, there was just so much new information coming through. And the reason why we are getting all this new information, besides all the universal alignments, it's that people are also wanting to know who they really are deep down so you can live in alignment with your higher self and with your purpose. And so activating or tuning into those archetypal energies that are in all of us would really help that. And the health of your teeth and gums mirrors back to you what is working in your life and what is not. So I thought for today, we're going to start with everything having to do with the kidney and bladder meridian, and those are related to the front tooth, teeth, and that's all related to survival. But on the other side of survival is wisdom. All the wisdom you have learned from so many lifetimes, because kidney meridian is also the source of what the Chinese call yuan qi, which is your original qi, your original DNA. And so some of you may have dental issues or gum issues or jaw issues or the space of your teeth, jaw, bite, the alignment of your bite. Some of you may have had continuous issues from generation to generation. Like, it's so sad. Somebody just said, like, if you had a grandfather who needed to have dentures by age 30, then in your own mind, you're going to think, oh my God, that's my family inheritance, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's easy to think that way, right? And when you start thinking that way, it has some ways of creating that, because that becomes a reference point for what's possible for you. And we're going to delete all the old reference points that are no longer working for you, because those old reference points sometimes science is really great, and sometimes it's just really not helpful to have such a deterministic attitude about things, right? It's overly deterministic. What if we can change things? Because epigenetics says we can awaken new programs for different kind of teeth, right? That's behind the whole field of epigenetics. And neuroplasticity, our brains have this property called neuroplasticity that allows it to be molded and remolded. And those programs that we have for teeth, for jaw, for everything can be changed. So for anyone who feels like you are cursed with a certain kind of teeth, let's release all that. Oh. And all the fears you carry, whether they are from this lifetime, so many lifetimes, let's release all that. Can you imagine going to your dentist and said, I had issues in my past life that are showing up in my teeth? They can talk about genetics, but they can't talk about past lives, you know? Okay, so for all of you who have created your teeth or your dental problems, anything related to teeth, gums, jaw, let's release all that. And sometimes it's often the subconscious little habits we pick up on from other people that create anxiety or the need for like biting your nails or clenching your jaw, clenching your teeth, how you did anger in your family. How you did anger in your family is so in your jaws and teeth. So that's all family, actually. So releasing all family stuff. And let's go back in time to any miasms for creating dental issues from either side of your families. And a good thing about this, it doesn't matter if you're adopted or what, because this energy knows what family to go back to release this for you. So if your family of origin, or if you've been adopted and you don't know your real family, that's okay. The energy knows. And here it goes. So releasing other issues you inherited from family that's creating teeth problems, jaw problems, or gum problems. Here we go. And because we often mimic our parents and grandparents, what they do, how they do life, how they behave, we also mimic their biology, right? So if you have metabolic issues that create you to have more dental problems, let's release that. The biomimetic mimicry, right, of parents or family. Let's release all that now. And however you're mimicking family members and how they do anger, how they do fear, how they do survival, let's release all that so that you get to see your own wisdom. Okay, so the biomimetic mimicry of all the biochemistry and physiology of your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, family members, that's affecting the health of your teeth, your gums, your jaw. Let's release all that now. This is especially the biomimetic mimicry of how they do carbohydrate metabolism. So anyone with metabolic issues that affect the health of your teeth and gums, let's release all that now. And so the front teeth, this fear, you know, people make up all these things about fear, how it's an implant, how fear is false evidence appearing true, blah, blah, blah. You all heard that from coaches. They're not in touch with the kind of fear that I'm talking about here. Because when you really allow people to share what's going on, this feeling of fear is often related to survival stuff, like paying the mortgage. Your home is up for disclosure. Things that are very real problems, right? So let's disentangle from that. And some of us who are in relationships, there's people in relationships who create fear because of safety issues in the relationship, and I would never tell anyone. Fear is false evidence appearing real, because in a relationship where your safety is affected, take care of yourself and listen to you. Don't listen to other people. Listen to your body's own wisdom, because your own wisdom lets you know what is right for you and what is not. And other people could not possibly know what's going on behind closed doors for you. So let's release that. And the front teeth is like the front door, right? The entranceway to everything about you. So when that is breaking down, think about what that is related to in your own life that requires you to really access your own wisdom. And anything that doesn't allow you to access your own wisdom, let's delete all that. Yes, and when we talk about survival and survival fears, I know the medical intuitive Carolyn Mace talks about the four survival archetypes that we all have. The saboteur, the prostitute, where you betray your own truth, the child, and the victim. So everywhere where you feel victimized in any way, or where you're victimizing yourself, let's release all those fears, right? Fear of letting new things into your life, right? And fear of showing who you are. Let's release all that. And everywhere where you have betrayed yourself, betray your own wisdom and your own knowing, let's release all that too. Okay, so let me just go straight to kidney meridian as it relates to the front teeth, lower and upper jaw. Here we go. So these front tooth, we all always notice when it's discolored, when it's broken, when it's chipped, when it's not perfect. Yeah, and these teeth really get your attention. And if you happen to be born without, like, your secondary teeth, if it's one of the front tooth that it did not come out, right? So I think there's a past life issue that really wants to get resolved in this life. And what better way to get your attention than by not showing up, by being missing, right? Because what's absent, what's missing really gets attention, especially if it's one of your front tooth. So if any of you relate to that, let's release any and all past life stuff for you. Any and all survival issues, survival programs, survival fears, going back all lifetimes for you. Lifetimes of hiding who you really are. Let's release all that. Again, I'm going to work directly on the teeth. And we're going to work on the parotid hormones that helps all teeth. So, cuspids, I think we're going to do that tomorrow. Yeah. So we're going to do all the incisors now. I know all these things having to do with survival. They go deep. You didn't think of it so simple as missing your front teeth, but you realize they're the first to come out when you were younger. For most people, one of your front teeth is the first to go missing. And so it's your way of telling the world you're no longer a kid, right? Oh, if you hadn't had trauma with the front teeth in any way, let's release all those issues now. Boy, excuse me a second. Yeah. I'm going to mute myself a second. Yeah, all these lifetimes of survival fears, living in survival, withholding from yourself because your front teeth literally is where you have to let things in, and it helps you make certain sounds, right? I just read an interesting article about that Freddie Mercury and his front teeth and how that helps him to be the singer that he was. So communication, because when you're missing your front teeth, it really makes you anyone self-conscious. Yeah, anything with our front teeth makes us self-conscious because we fear the shame, there we go. Fear of public shaming, fear of abandonment. Wow. So now I'm going to work really on the psycho-spiritual energy of the front teeth. So that's anything and everything having to do with the wisdom archetypes that you are here to embody. So think about a wisdom archetype that would be fun for you to embody, right? You teach, teachers talk. Communication. All wisdom archetypes have that feature of communicating with others. When you think about it, teacher and coach and mentor, so think about how you show up in life that's honoring of your own wisdom. And no matter who you are, whether other people recognize that or not, whether you get paid as a life coach or healer or not, it's important that you embody that now. Yeah. Yes, all the wisdom archetypes that require communication. Bring that to mind, whatever they may be for you. And the sage, right? You're moving. Some of you may be in that space in life where you are the sage or the crown, right? And allow yourself to be that. And let's heal anything that keeps you from embodying that for you. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Okay. And those of you who know or who think you know what the wisdom archetype is in your life, would you share that in the chat box? That would be fun to hear from you guys. But just choose one for now that feels right for you, because we are all here to be communicators and teachers in some way. Yeah. So allow yourself to be that. Oh. Yeah, beautiful. Teacher and Rachel are beautiful. Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's beautiful. Here you go. Oh. Oh. Yeah, so stand in that space of who you would like to claim to be. And it's all up to you, right? It's not up to anyone else to decide for you or claim for you. You choose that for you now, and will bring energy from the universe, from the zero point field, to just amplify that space of you being able to embody the wisdom archetype that is you. There we go. Oh yeah, wonderful. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, because all of you are way showers, absolutely, in every way you are, right? Just by being able to receive healing in this level, it's like you are holding space for magic to show up, and that's a beautiful role. Yeah, so all the educators, all the teachers there, send you loving, loving energy to that space of you that is embodying the wisdom archetypal energy that is totally in alignment with who you are. Be that space where wisdom just shows up. Be the communicator of wisdom. Be the source of wisdom. Be the midwife that allows true wisdom to be birthed, right? Yeah. Yeah, the interesting thing about teeth, I didn't even know about this until I was reading an article about, I think it's a Freddie Mercury, the singer who had two big front teeth. And it's supposed to help him to be able to produce certain sounds. So teeth help conduct sound, right? Isn't that awesome? Oh. It adds to the acoustics of your whole mouth when you think about it, right? Because sound needs to be bounced off something solid. So giving voice to, giving the sound of your voice to something. The sound of your soul. Yeah. Yeah, when you think about your voice as the drummer, it needs a solid space to hit in order for that sound to reverberate. Oh. So I want you all to feel really solid about being able to embody and be who you are as the source of wisdom, the space of wisdom, the midwife of wisdom. Oh. So wherever you're not allowing that, we're going to release that now. Oh. And now I'm going to tune back into the teeth and see if they're getting stronger. And we're going to go inside the teeth and again, look at the fluid transport system inside the teeth. I think the technical term is dentinal fluid flow, but we'll simplify it and call the fluid transport system in the teeth because it's been called that too. Oh. And just about everyone has some sort of issues about speaking. And I heard from just about every person who's talking about speech class, speaking, the greatest fear is speaking. People rather go to funerals than rather die than speak, whatever all that is about. Let's release all those fears about speaking up, being a speaker, being seen as a speaker, all that stuff. Let's release all that now. Oh. I think you rather speak up than like go to a funeral. I heard this from coaches and speech coaches. They're like, the biggest singular fear is fear of speaking, and people rather die or go to a funeral than speak. And I'm like, and that's how hypnotherapists build their business, I think. I don't even know how true that is, but that seems to help a lot of hypnotherapists build a business. But anyway, we're going to release any and all those fears for everyone. Oh, not to make fun of hypnotherapists. As you're a hypnotherapist, sorry. And, you know, don't be too worried. Like if you are meant to be a speaker, you want to be a speaker and tell a summit, but you're not there yet. I say, don't worry about that. Because for many years when I was doing energy healing, people say, you're so good at this. How come you're not out there, blah, 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 doing it? Because the time for what I did wasn't right yet. So the universe has a time for you where when your work is introduced to the world, there will be a right time for your work to be introduced in the world. Oh, yeah, so what else am I releasing here? Having to do with speaking, and let's go back to all the front tooth, the spacing of the front tooth, the discoloration, any and all structural issues at the front tooth. Let's release that. Oh. For those of you who may have had the trauma of losing all those front teeth, upper jaw, lower jaw, let's release all the trauma behind losing those teeth. And if you have dental appliances, bridges, dentures that are uncomfortable that are in the front, so here we go, let's release all that discomfort so that if it helps for you to have dentures right now, you know, let's have that. And the bridges and feelings that keep on coming off. So let's tune into whatever issues that are, where your feelings keep on coming off, or you don't have the right feelings or the right dentist, whatever the underlying issue is, let's release all those dental issues at the front teeth. Okay, so let's send healing energy to everybody's front teeth. So the gums around the front teeth, and then the roots of the teeth, like the bone. Let's see what I need to do for the bone, the enamel. Okay, so for, I know some of you have very specific issues to your front teeth, whatever you want to resolve, think about that now, and I'll just send healing energy to have those issues resolved for you. So the energy knows what to do, you just tell it what to do now. I mean, you just ask for what you like now. So you're all really good at tuning into what you need, because obviously there's a lot of energy going here. Good, you guys. Good job. Wonderful. And now just sending one more round of energy to the psycho-spiritual aspect of those teeth. So that's the wisdom archetype you're allowing yourself to embody now in the world, for yourself and for the world. Here you go. Wonderful. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wonderful, everybody, because I see this energy is really going. Oof. So what would it take to allow you to receive healing energy for your front teeth continuously, your teeth, your gums, your jaw continuously receive this in the next 24 hours? Oh. Oh. And let you receive the wisdom of what you know, the wisdom of what you know needs to be healed in your life, that you now totally have the potency to transform and heal in your life. Oh, wonderful. Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, thank you, everybody.